عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد علماء الكرام respected brothers the Jummah talk for today will be inshallah given by Mufti Siraj of Port Elizabeth he is on his way but probably traffic jam or something has delayed his arrival so before he arrives we were discussing last week in the nikah bayan Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's akhlaq Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam something that was distinguishing in his life a distinguishing feature which the Quran Sharif itself describes wa innaka la ala khuluqin azim indeed you are on the highest pedestal of sublime character so Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam In the hadith of Bukhari Sharif, which we were discussing, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala states, because it's a hadith of Qudsi, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what his akhlaq were. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala states, that sammaytukal mutawakkil, we have named you, or Allah Ta'ala says, I have called you mutawakkil, one who has absolute trust in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. لَيْسَ بِفَزِّنْ وَلَا غَلِيزٍ You are neither hard nor harsh-hearted. In another verse of the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَزًّا غَلِيزَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْ فَدُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is told that, I'm just giving you the gist and the meaning of it, that if you had been harsh and hard-hearted, these people that are around you, they would have all dispersed. It was because of that politeness of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the gentleness of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the excellent character of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam, his large-heartedness, his forgiveness, that these people came around Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Even his enemies accepted Islam. Those who were thirsty for his blood, they became prepared to shed their blood for the sake of the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So here in this hadith sharif also Allah ta'ala says that you are not harsh or hard-hearted. It's a hadith of Qudsi meaning Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is reporting. So besides being not hard and harsh-hearted, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then says that laysa bisakhabin fil aswaq that in the bazaars in the marketplaces Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is not loud mouthed making a big noise I discussed this to some extent and then wala yadfa'u sayyata bisayya walakin ya'fu wa yaghfir now this is where we were last week that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam he did not repel evil with evil That is not even an ordinary human being. The person who isn't just an ordinary human being. He is not a person of Islam, of Deen, of Sharia, of Quran and Sunnah. Then he too should not be behaving in that manner, that repelling evil with evil. Now here it is the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He is being guided by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And he was to be the guide for mankind till the day of Qiyamah. So he set the pattern for us that we should not be repelling evil with evil. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah ta'ala says, وَلَاكِنْ يَدْ That he does not repel evil with evil. وَلَاكِنْ يَعْفُ وَيَخْفِرْ What does he do? He overlooks and he forgives. And this is history of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. That from day one in his life, as a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Of course, we have heard this many times, that Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was already a prophet and a messenger of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, long, long before even the creation of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam was bayn al-ma'i wa tween. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had not yet brought Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam into existence. He was between water and earth. He was still in the form of clay. But at that time, the first thing that was created already was the Noor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Awwal ma khalaq Allahu nuri. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, the first thing that was created was my nur. And then he was already declared a prophet by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The whole universe and all the messengers that came from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they were like the bricks of a building. That if you have a building that is being built, now all round the building is completed, but there is place there still for just one brick to complete that building, then we will say that building is not yet complete. It is incomplete. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was the completion of that building of prophethood. Although he came last, but his nur was first. And as you all know that Allah ta'ala, although that hadith sharif with regards to its exact words and authenticity, there is a little bit of kalam. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he says that if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had not sent him to this universe, then there would have been nothing in the universe. So Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was the completion of that building of the prophethood. All the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came, and then Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam came. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life, where it is stated that he does not repel evil with evil. But what does he do? He overlooks, he forgives. So his entire life, from day one that he was informed of his prophethood, and when he invited the people towards the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala from the Mount of Safa, then we know the opposition, that until he was Muhammad ibn Abdullah, until everyone knew him as Muhammad the son of Abdullah, nobody had any problem with him. Until Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Makkah Sharif was called Muhammad son of Abdullah, until then nobody had any problem with him. They all respected him, they all honored him, they left their things for as trust in his possession, and they respected him very highly. They spoke in glowing terms of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's character. They spoke about everything. But the moment he said that, I'm inviting you now towards this deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And his call also was from Mount Safa. Something that you know very well, and little children of history also know. That from there he said that if I have to tell you that there is an enemy behind this mountain that is ready to attack you, will you believe me? Everyone said, definitely we will believe you, because we have never ever found you to speak a lie. Now this also we have discussed at length when we said that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ayatul munafiq salas, iza haddasa kazaba, wa iza wa'ada akhlafa, wa iza utumina khana. That the signs of a munafiq are three, that when he speaks a lie. When he is entrusted, or when he promises, then he breaks his promises. And when he is made a trustee, he is entrusted, he's got amanat in his care, then at that time he betrays the trust. Now these are the signs of a hypocrite. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in another hadith sharif, he mentions that when the person enters into a kind of a discussion or an argument with somebody, then he starts using abusive and foul language, vulgar language. So these are signs which we term as nifaq, which is in amal. One is the nifaq and hypocrisy which was in aqaid, that the person had absolutely no belief in Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but outwardly they were proclaiming that we have got belief in Allah and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. They came and they took loud qasams in front of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that we believe in you as the messenger of Allah, we believe in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala as our creator, and we believe in the day of judgment, but at heart they had absolutely no belief. This is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala refers to in the Quran Sharif when he says, إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ قَالُوا نَشْهَدُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُهُ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ إِنَّ وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَكَاذِبُونَ. So Allah ta'ala doesn't deny. Allah ta'ala says these munafiqeen, when they come to you, then they say that we testify, نَشْهَدُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ, that you are the Rasul of Allah. And Allah Ta'ala also knows that you are the Rasul of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But now Allah Ta'ala is giving the testimony that these people, what they are saying that you are the Rasul of Allah, is nothing but lies. They do not believe in that. So now that is what we term as nifaq in the aqeedah, that their aqeedah was that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is not the messenger of Allah, but in words they used to say it. So that kind of nifaq and hypocrisy, we have absolutely no right to point a finger at anyone and say you are a munafiq in that sense, because we cannot see the heart of anyone. We cannot slice the heart of anyone. Sometimes a person comes and says that I want to make nikah. I have accepted Islam. I have read the kalima. I have borne testimony and witnessed that there is no one worthy of worship but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He says everything. I believe in Allah, His angels, His books, on life after death, on the day of judgment. Everything he says. Now this person says, no, but you are a munafiq. You are just marrying, you are just saying all these things because you want to marry this woman. So now we cannot say that he is saying it out of nifaq or hypocrisy, or he is saying it truly. We can't slice his heart and see that. We will go by his outward. Yes, after having said that, then if this person is seen going to the church, this person is still got a cross around his neck, or this person is going to the temple and worshipping, or he has got any other trait which is a characteristic of people of other faiths in their ibadat, etc., so then we will say that yes, what he was saying was not the truth. But at that moment when he is accepting Islam, when he is accepting the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when he is accepting belief in all those fundamental things of Islam, then we cannot say at that time that this is nifaq and hypocrisy. Because we cannot slice the heart of the person. Just as in one battle, Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala, when he was just about to take the neck off of an enemy in the battle, now this was. So the person read kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. But Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala still took his neck off. When he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam became very, very angry. He said that, did you slice his heart and see that he read that kalima because he wanted to save his life? Now, even in the battlefield, the person is given the benefit of the doubt. He is given the benefit of the doubt even in the battlefield. Yet we know that at that moment, in all probability, the person might have read the kalima just to save his life. But still Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that, no, you should have not done that. You should not have taken his neck off at that time because he recited the kalima. Inshallah, if Allah Ta'ala gives life, health and opportunity, we will continue with this subject. But we have Mufti Siraj Sahib from Port Elizabeth. He is the principal of the Darul Uloom there and he is doing excellent and sterling work in that area. But we don't have much time left now. He was held up in the traffic. So the 10 minutes that we have, inshallah, we will listen to Mufti.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallimu ala rasulihi kareem. Amma ba'd, respected elders, ulama. I was actually enjoying Hazrat's bayan here. And the last incident that Hazrat Maulana mentioned, it made me think about the importance of husne dhan towards another mu'min. That is one of the things I was going to also speak about. That Hazrat Maulana said now, the Hadith Sharif, that Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu kill a man. Now any one of us sitting here, including myself, if a person tells me that story, tells us the story, that here we have a scene where a man is about to be killed right in the heat of the battle, and he utters the kalima, La ilaha illallah. So ask any person, what do you think, what was the motive of that person for reading the kalima? Then he's going to say, undoubtedly he will say, that well, that man wanted to save his life. That's what we, outwardly, that's what it seems to us. Yet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the remotest possibility, the remote possibility that there was definitely some possibility that the man could have uttered the kalima, not to save his life, but because he was convinced of the truthfulness of Islam. So because of this remote, very remote possibility, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam expressed his anger. Now what we learn from this, through Maulana's barakat here, I think we derive a very important usul, a very important lesson, that when you hear something, here we are speaking, this Hadith Sharif is about a kafir. He was not yet a mu'min, he was a kafir who took the step to embracing Islam. Now brothers, what about a mu'min When we hear of his actions or his statements, what right have we got to apply an evil thought about that mu'min? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us, what is he saying here? He says that, here is a kafir, and I'm thinking good of him. I'm applying his statement in a good light. I'm not thinking bad of him. And that is why I am annoyed with Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu. Why did he take the life of this person when there was a possibility of him being a mu'min? Now we learn that in our lives today, and this is a widespread illness in us. Badzan, evil thoughts. And Allah Ta'ala speaks of this in the Quran Kareem. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu jtanibu kathiran min al-dhan. That, O believers, you must abstain in abundance. Abstain in abundance from dhan, from thoughts, from bad thoughts towards another person, because inna ba'd al-dhanni ithm, some of these thoughts are sinful. You may think something about a person, you may have some suspicion about a person, and that turns out to be incorrect, it is a guna, it is a sin. In one hadith sharif, which I mentioned in one of the talks recently, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making tawaf of the Kaaba sharif, and he said, addressing the holy Kaaba. Now you can imagine, just imagine this scene, the greatest of Allah's makhluk, making tawaf of the greatest bayt of Allah, the greatest baytullah. Every masjid is baytullah, it's a house of Allah, but the Kaaba Sharif has got a very special and unique link with Allah. Now imagine what ruhaniyat was in there. Making tawaf, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his tawaf of all people, and the baytullah. And he addressed the Baytullah and he said that, مَا أَطْيَبَكَ وَأَطْيَبَ رِيحَكَ وَمَا أَعْظَمَكَ وَأَعْظَمَ حُرْمَتَكَ. How pure are you and how pure is your fragrance? وَمَا أَعْظَمَكَ. How sacred are you and how sacred is your sanctity and the precincts of the Kaaba. But he says, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ. I swear by that Allah in whose hands lie the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna hurmata al-mu'mini a'zamu 'inda Allahi minka, a'zamu hurmatan 'inda Allahi minka. That the sacredness of a mu'min is far superior in the eyes of Allah than you, the Baytullah. The mu'min is much more sacred in the eyes of Allah than even the holy Kaaba. Now imagine how sacred is a mu'min, and then he says that maluhu wa damuhu, the wealth of a mu'min, the body, the physical body of a mu'min, وَأَيُّ ظَنَّ بِهِ إِلَّا خَيْرًا, and that you should not think but good about another mu'min. So husna dhan, this is one of the important a'mal of Islam, respected elders and brothers, and this is something that is lacking in our lives. And it takes a person a few seconds to commit the sin. You don't need to do anything. You can be sitting inside the masjid. Here we are sitting here. And if a thought comes to your mind about another mu'min, sometimes it's unique how shaitan plays around with our thoughts and our minds, even in the guise of deen. I'm sitting in the audience. Hazrat Mulan is giving a bayan. Here something Hazrat mentions. So I think to myself that, you know, this thing that Mulan is speaking here, that certain person, Abdullah or Muhammad or Ismail or Zaid or Khalid, he's got the sin in him. So immediately, sitting in the house of Allah, the greatest of places, and the evil thought, I committed the sin. Evil then, bad then. I can be sitting in front of the holy Kaaba, in front of the Rose Aqdis, and I can commit the sin. So it shows how dangerous this is. You don't need any equipment, any material, nothing you need. You don't even need physical power. The mind, if the mind is not monitored, then you find shaitan takes control of that mind and it leads us to all these evil, bad and evil thoughts. In one hadith sharif, the sahaba says, Hazrat Aisha radhiyallahu anha says that it was the day of Jummah, and I was inside my room, I was standing by the door with my ear to the door of the entrance of the masjid, trying to hear what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was speaking from the minbar. She was not in the masjid, she was in a room, in a house. Obviously, if it was preferred for the women to be in the masjid, she would have been there, the greatest of ladies in the ummah. She says, I was straining to hear what the Prophet of Allah was saying. And he said one of these words I heard. He says, وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا وَلَا تَحَادْ وَلَا تَحَاسَدُوا وَلَا تَنَاجَسُوا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was shouting at the top of his voice. He was shouting to the Sahaba. And what did he say? He says, Ya ma'ashara man aslama bilisanihi walam yufdil imanu ila qalbi. He says, oh, those people who have uttered the kalima with their tongues, but the iman has not yet penetrated their heart. In other words, that akhlaq of Islam has not yet been assimilated into their system, into their nature, into their character. Those people, I'm addressing them, and one of the things he mentioned, وَلَا تَنَاجَشُوا وَلَا تَدَابَرُوا وَلَا تَحَاسَدُوا وَلَا تَنَاجَشُوا. Do not have hasad towards another person. Do not spy upon another person. وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا. Do not spy upon people. Why? Because these are the means through which evil thoughts come to the mind. I make dua to Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala grant us through the barakat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala give us the ability to understand this well and to develop the ability to control our minds and our thinking and always think good of another mu'min, inshallah. Ameen, thumma ameen, wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.